outside of the major urban centres in Donegal, a guard cannot do their job without access to a vehicle. It's just, okay, we have mountain bikes, which you can suppose extend your response capability a short distance more, but really a rural police officer, any in the world, anyone needs a vehicle, and guards in Donegal not having access to vehicles in the year 2022 is just pretty hard to fathom, actually.
There's been no word then from the department on plans to add additional vehicles. It's just been that there is adequate at the minute.
And I've spoken to the Minister for Justice about this, and the Minister and the previous Minister expressed frustration. They provide the funding to An Garda Síochána, and they don't understand why it doesn't manifest itself in vehicles. The anecdotal evidence I have is that in other stations down the country, in big urban areas, there is cars sitting parked up that aren't being utilised all the time. And we have gained guards in stations in Donegal that have no access to a car. So it does seem to come down to fleet management and the allocation of vehicles. So I don't know what the problem is. I don't know why it can't be solved. But with the levels of oversight and the levels of scrutiny that are placed on every decision made by the members I represent, how someone in authority cannot be held accountable or made to explain to the people of Donegal and the guards I represent why they can't have the most basic tool to do their job is something I struggle to understand, and the members I represent struggle to deal with. We're an emergency frontline response 24-hour service. We're there. Our function is that when a citizen picks up the phone and says, I need assistance, that we have to get to them. You cannot get to someone if you don't have the means of travelling. And also, it's about, you know, having routine, visible patrols, reassuring communities, high visibility, mobility, and the reality on the ground is a complete contradiction